Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal.
Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Ontario country artist Brett Kingswell recently released his debut country album called From the Country, featuring the title track as the first single. He's got a busy summer planned with a radio tour and performances across the province. My pleasure to welcome Brett Kingswell to the show. Hey, Brett.
Hey, Dave. How are you, bud?
Hey, doing great. How about you?
Very good, thanks. Excellent. Thanks for having
good
me.
Good to hear, and I've been reading up about you online, Facebook, Twitter, all the different places, so much going on. Pretty busy summer plan, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I started this country project, actually, you know, but not that long ago, and we've just been filling our plate with stuff all as we've been going, and the summer's looking good, too, so no complaints at all. Yeah, it's going to be a great summer for sure.
That's awesome. We got some great songs to share in a little bit here. Let's talk about your sound. Before people hear the songs, there's a mixture there, as it said in your bio, 90s grunge meets Southern gentleman. So there's a couple of things going on with your sound.
Yeah, I think there's more than a couple of things, definitely. I come from more of a rock background, but I've always loved country. I've always loved more of an urban stuff as well, some hip-hop. So you can really hear all those influences in my music. So it's kind of a gritty, edgy, sort of swampy, urban style of country, I'd call it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You must have had some good response so far from people who are hearing it, and it is a bit different, as you said. There's different things going on there, but very relatable. But what are people saying to you about how unique your sound is?
Well, for sure, it's a little left of center. It's a little different than a lot of the traditional country stuff that's happening, but I think it bodes well in that regard because, you know, music's always changing, country being no different thing, you know, different influences and styles we're certainly seeing a lot more of, so I think this is kind of a fresh and unique sound that, you know, people definitely notice it, whether they love it or it's not for them. They certainly notice it, but I'd say most of all, we've been getting a great response to it. So far, so good on that front, definitely.
That's awesome. Now, you picked up the guitar, I was reading, at the age of 23. So it wasn't something, you know, a lot of people start when they're a lot younger. But how did that come about at that age?
Yeah, I was a bit of a late bloomer. I was into different things when I was young. I was really into sports and just had different things going on. And it was just later on in life. I always knew I wanted to play, and I always kind of looked at it from a distance and thought, I think that would be something for me. But I don't know if it was courage or timing, what. It just didn't happen until I was 23. And literally the day I picked up the guitar for the first time, I strummed a few chords that a buddy of mine was trying to play. And that was it. It was done. The next day, I rolled my coins and went out and bought a guitar. And ever since then, it's been the, you know, playing guitar and writing songs and all, and that type of stuff's really driven my life. So it's one of the best decisions I ever made. And I absolutely love doing it. So from 23 on, it's been a very musical life.
Pretty amazing. And I'm sure one of the best thrills of it is performing at these. You've got a lineup of festivals all summer and continuing beyond that. To be up on stage and sharing your music, can you describe what that's like for you?
It's the best. I mean, I've all the facets of music, from writing to practicing to, you know, to being in the studio and everything. Performing is definitely my favorite. There's nothing better than being up there, you know, either whether it's by yourself or with a band. You know, it's great to be up there jamming with a band. And, you know, sometimes you play for a handful of people, or something, like you said, sometimes you get lucky enough to play a big stage at a festival. But for me, it's just a really honest place to be. I can get up there and really be myself and express and do what I do and tell my story. And it's a very freeing and liberating experience, and it's just, beyond that, it's just tons of fun. So it's definitely very exhilarating to be up there on stage, for sure.
Now, with your voice, Brett, being so deep, I mean, your speaking voice and, of course, your singing voice seems to be deeper. It would really suit, of course, all those songs we've come to know by, like somebody like Johnny Cash, if we're talking country music. You know, it definitely has that sound that would fit that. Do you do Johnny Cash covers?
Yeah, for sure. Actually, the last show I had, we did a Johnny Cash cover. Yeah, he's definitely one of my favorites and definitely one of my influences, for sure, in country music. And, yeah, I mean, my voice, it does come from a pretty deep place. So a lot of those, you know, older country songs, like you mentioned, Johnny Cash or some of those other guys, it's a great compliment. So we sometimes, you know, I'll bust a cover or two out in the original sets. And Johnny is definitely, yeah, one of our faves, for sure.
Oh, nice. Now, you've been working with producer Ron Allen, who's also done some songwriting with you. In fact, the first song we're going to hear, From the Country, the two of you wrote together. How did you hook up with Ron, and what is it like working with him on this album? What was it like?
You know what? It's been a great experience, actually, and I've been doing music for a long time. I took some time off to, I'm a firefighter as well, so I took some time off to kind of pursue that. And I wrote from the country, and I was really excited about it. And like I said, being kind of a mix of country with some rock and some urban sound in it, I was looking for someone to produce it who really had those sensibilities, who could understand that I wanted to do something a little bit different and really kind of mash up a couple of genres, but still keeping it country. And I came across Ron and some of the work he's done before in the past I was really, really impressed with. And, yeah, we linked up downtown at the Hive Studios in Toronto. We recorded the song, and we knew he helped me finish off the song and get a great bridge to it. And we knew that we had a winner, and we knew we were really on track to do something unique and different, so we decided to keep rolling with it. And since then, yeah, it's been great. And he's also on my management team, so we've been working together closely. Oops. Sorry, I got a puppy here who's getting excited. Yeah, well, since then we've been working together, and it's been great. It's been a pleasure, and we've been just rolling. So yeah.
That's awesome. Now, do you have a complete album done, or how many songs towards a full album?
No, we're in the studio right now. Hold on one sec, sorry. We're in the studio right now trying to finish things off. We've got a 4-song EP release right now. We've got a few that are kind of in the mix right now, and then we're hoping to get back and finish things off and have the full album completed. Hopefully by the end of the summer, sometime around that. But we wanted to get the EP out there. We wanted to get the music that we have done out for the time being. And like you had alluded to, we dropped our first song from the country on the radio a couple of months ago. So I've been getting out there and supporting that, going to radio stations and playing some shows and getting out there. And the response has been great. So
must be exciting when you're out at, because I've seen on Facebook the pictures you've been at a lot of the great radio stations across Ontario, promoting and meeting up with all the great radio people. It must be great, first of all, to hear your song played on the radio. And also, we've got to mention, of course, Debbie Wood, your publicist and radio tracker. What's it like working with her as well as you're doing this radio tour?
She's great, and hooking up with her was, like I said, just building this team around me has been amazing, and hooking up with Debbie is another great decision that we made. She's a little pit bull. She's great. She's been working hard to make sure we get out there and get exposure, and she's introduced us to all kinds of great people, and like you said, just getting out to be, and meeting these people in country radio. Everyone's been just so receptive and so nice, and the country music community is just unbelievably embracing and supportive. So from Debbie to all the... For, you know, yourself and everyone else who's been, you know, has been kind enough to have us come by and play a song or have an interview. It's been an absolutely amazing experience, and it's been well received. So we're really excited about it.
That's good to hear. And I was watching earlier the clip from CHCH Channel 11 that you were on during one of their music segments. You got to sing from the country, and that was really cool. So now people can watch you doing a live performance, of course, on television. Now it's on YouTube. What was that experience like being on that station?
Great. It was awesome. I mean, what a cool opportunity to be able to go live on TV and do something like that. So we're actually back this Thursday as well, same spot, same time in the morning on CHCH, doing it again, promoting Ciderfest, which we're a part of this weekend in Grimsby. So really, yeah, awesome. Love doing stuff like that. So lucky guy.
Yeah, that's great. Let's turn to the song From the Country that you wrote with your producer, Ron Allen. Tell us a bit about the song, Brett, maybe the inspiration behind it.
You know, it's tough. It's funny when I look back at writing songs, because I don't remember the day that song was born exactly, but I do remember sort of the idea I had. And as the song started rolling, as we started getting deeper, it's kind of become the anthem of, you know, kind of where the project is headed. So I'd say it's a, you know, it's kind of a rough, gritty, edgy, swampy tale of a modern day cowboy. And that's basically
right.
Sort of the backbone of it, and that's where the story kind of was built around. And we think we achieved what we wanted to, definitely.
Let's share the song now, and we'll encourage our listeners to call up their local country stations and request the song from Brett Kingswell. It's his debut, called From the Country, here on In the Country.
I grew up on the wrong side of the tracks, tough and dusty, no wonder why you. Ride alone, a real outsider, trusty steed, black soft tail, low rider. I like sipping brews down at the quarry, but the town was dry, yeah, no inventory. We're at the next snow, guts, no glory. I'ma grab a soul to drink and I'ma finish my story. My Winchester strapped to my back like a Mountie, trespassing on the does a bounty. With my snakeskin boots kicking the door, trading bottles in the week just for some bodies on the floor. Down the highway, leave a dust cloud. Could have even made Jesse James Brown.
You can head to brettkingswellmusic.com. You'll be able to hear music samples, check out his tour schedule, all that stuff at that website. Great sound there, Brett, and even though it might catch us off guard at first, it's so catchy, and you really get into it as you listen. There's a great beat and a rhythm to it.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's got a cool groove to it. So
yeah.
As long as you're willing to, you know, sit down and have a listen to it, I think most people kind of get what we're trying to do. So thank you.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a matter of giving something a chance and getting into something. And when you listen, you become a believer. When you're in the studio, so Ron is your producer, do you have ideas? Because you've co-written a lot of these songs. Do you have, input into how you think the song should be produced? What things could be added to it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's totally, we work as a team in everything we do. We just, we usually have our song, kind of as is, as we go into the studio, and then it's a living thing, and it grows and changes with the musicians we have in, with, just ideas we have as it's growing. So usually the end product is something, fairly different than what we might have seen going into it. But like I said, it's a living, breathing thing, and it's awesome to watch a song evolve just even in that small amount of time. And it's so exciting when you get... When you're finally ready to say, okay, it's done, let's put it to bed and move on.
Yeah, I hear that a lot, just how exciting it is when you're in the studio, you've got the song, but now you're doing the production on it, and what can happen between the start of that and the end, the different ideas, spontaneous things that take the song to another level from the original demo.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, being prepared is everything. You don't want to spend too much time or money, for that matter, in the studio. But at the same time, you can't go in there thinking that your idea is what's gonna stand as you move forward. So it's great to get different people in there, different ideas thrown around, and just trying things out. You throw everything down, and then you start taking things away, and it's really neat sometimes the dynamic that you can create just by, different layers that you didn't normally see happening or things like that. But it's just so fun to be able to just have, it's your music. You can do whatever you want with it, so you can try whatever you like. And sometimes the mistakes or the things you do when you're joking around even become the things that stick. So it's a lot of fun in that regard.
Oh yeah, just like with songwriting, when you're together writing with somebody, you can't sort of censor yourself, because you might you want to be able to say something. It might sound a bit silly. It might not sound right, but it could lead to something, and you could turn that into a great idea. So it's all about being open to what could happen.
And that's tough for, I think, when you're starting out or when you're new in this process. I think that could be a bit intimidating. You've got something that you want to say or you want to try, but you feel, like you said, a bit silly about it. But you really do. You got to just let her go. And a lot of times, you know, that's how songs are born. A lot of times for me, I'll come up with, come up with a chord progression, and I'll just start singing some gibberish over it. Well, that gibberish
right.
might end up, you know, a good chunk of that might end up being kind of what the song's built around. So you just got to flow and have fun with it and not worry about, you know, there's nothing pretentious about it or whatever. It's just having fun. It's just a song, right? As much as they're important to us, it's just a song. So just let's try everything
we
can. And if it doesn't work, we'll scrap it and we'll move on. That's the beauty of it.
Exactly. There's always another song to start. Do you have a favorite song so far, Brett, that you've written? It's always hard to narrow it down. I'm sure there's several, but any that stand out for a particular reason?
You know what? To be honest, like I've written, like I said, I've been doing this for a little while now and done some rock albums and stuff. This is my first like straight up country album. But to be honest, the song we just played, From the Country, is really like, it's really what is, like I said, kind of inspired this leg of where I'm at right now. And it's just such a, you know, I had the idea of it, and just to see it come to fruition and then having sort of what we've built, not necessarily just around that song, but it really spurred kind of what's happening right now in terms of the excitedness of us and getting other people on board and really seeing the vision that we had. So for me, that song is both, I just love it as a song, and also it's kind of important to me in that regard too. So, but like you said, a song is just a song, and our philosophy is just keep writing, because
right.
you never know which one's going to be the one, so...
But yeah.
Yeah,
have you ever had songs pitched to you, and do you listen to outside songs, you know, by other writers, and if they nail sort of what you're looking to sing?
I have had some pitched to me, and it didn't work out. You know, I'm not saying it wouldn't or couldn't. I'm definitely always open to anything. I mean, any idea that anyone has, I'm certainly open to. But for me, it is pretty personal, and a lot of times, you know, if you listen to my music, the more you hear it, the more you'll kind of hear the common thread and the kind of, you know, kind of vein of stuff that I do. And when something isn't honest, when something comes from somewhere that I'm not comfortable or familiar with, I can't, I'm not good at faking it, and I really don't want
right.
to either. So for me, you know, most of the songs that I'm doing right now, or many of them, have been written with other great songwriters and stuff, and that's great because we kind of get the direction we're going. A few things I've had pitched my way just haven't landed, you know what I mean? That's not to say they're not great songs, it's just that they didn't fit into my dynamic, so
yeah,
I think that's okay too.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of great songs, but not every song is for each artist. It's got to say what you want to say and be your sound, all that stuff, so they're not
yeah,
all
for sure.
Gonna be,
it's got to feel comfortable, and I think that...
Yeah.
Anytime you do something, it's got to come from it. It doesn't have to be your song, but it has to come from a place that you're comfortable with, or it won't translate well in any way, you know. And I don't want to not be having as much fun as I can up on stage and just being true to what I do. So that's important.
What's been the biggest challenge so far, and on the other hand, the biggest reward in your music career up to this date?
I think challenge wise is, you know, there's a lot of challenges, whether it's, you know, trying to be in a band or, I mean, financially, it's always a huge challenge to do what you're trying to do as an artist and musician. There's just so many, it's a business, and there's just so many things that can really set you back. And I think the challenge with all of it is keeping momentum going. It's easy to have a great show, a great song, a great night, a great month, a great couple months, but you have to just keep growing and keep progressing, keeping getting better and bigger, and not letting the wind come out of your sails, especially when things are going well. That's when you have to dig in even deeper, because it's really easy to watch things just, you know, kind of just the momentum to die, and then, you know, it's really hard to get things going again. So for me, that's the challenge,
a very good
kind
point.
Of staying up on everything. But, you know, things are rolling right now, and that's the reward right now, is seeing things happening. When you do keep that momentum up, when you keep the energy up, and it's a lot of hard work, and I said, it's a financial commitment too, but when you see things rolling, you see things happening, you see positive things, you know, changing, and people around you being inspired by what you do, and that's the reward, is you can start to see, you know what, this is all worth it. So
that's the great thing about being an artist like yourself. You're in that position to inspire other people, to motivate them even with songs. I mean, it's just the world of music and the artists in it, they do that for us, right? So that's sort of something you get to do and be rewarded for it.
Well, it's a give and take. I think it's important, very important for me to be inspired by, you know, everything, all kinds of music, people I meet, people I work with, people I write with, people that I listen to. And I think, like you said, it's fortunate that I get to inspire them as well. And when you start to inspire each other, and you start becoming invested in what each other do, whether it's a song or a tour or anything, or even a friendship or a relationship. That's when, you know, the inspiration factor really starts to pay off, and you start to get why we all do what we do, and we're all in this circle together. So, yeah, it's
for
it's
sure
a really cool relationship, for sure.
Yeah, I want to come back in a few moments and talk about some of your influences and who you would like to work with. But we're going to turn to a song right now called Bad Boys. Tell us about this, the writers on it, and just a bit about the song, Brett, and then we'll share it.
Yeah, this is kind of funny, actually, because I wrote this. Ron and I had finished the song From the Country, and Ron was hanging out in the studio one night with a few guys I wasn't around, and they listened to the song, and they had a good laugh, because, you know, it's not supposed to be funny, but it's an amusing song. Like, it's kind of tongue-in-cheek.
Right.
Most things I do are not meant to be taken too seriously. But and they actually, you know, were kind of picturing this rough cowboy, and they came up with these four lines: I'll kick your ass in a bar, drive my truck over your car, steal your girl with this guitar, because that's how bad boys are. So they brought this line to me, and I thought that was just beauty. That was just perfect for the project and just kind of be a great tongue-in-cheek song to work on. So after they brought the idea, myself and my lead guitarist, Brian McMillan, who's a great songwriter, we got together, we sat down, we went to a park, we had some beers, and we just penned the song out and came up with the lyrics and the progression, and we just thought it was a riot, and it's actually been very well received. It's a really fun song.
Awesome. Let's share it now. This is Brett Kingswell and Bad Boys on In the Country.
Your brother can't stand me. He don't like my tattoos. He doesn't like the smoke hanging out of my mouth on my sweet tooth booze. I got a beat up truck, a dog and a gun. Ain't kicking up dust, it ain't no fun. I'm causing trouble wrong damn day. Yeah, I'll kick your ass in the fall. Drive my truck over your car. On the women and mind on the girls, middle finger up at the roof. I like April vodka, hell, double shot of Jack. I like moonshine, that's some red diamonds and some painting the town black. Got a cowboy coat and a hat to match. Keep score with the fish and the women I kept in. I won't let the good ones get away. I'll put your ass in a bar. Drive my truck over your car.
And that is Brett Kingswell, my guest on the show. You can head to his website, brettkingswellmusic.com. Now, let's talk about some of your influences and also some people you'd like to work with. Who are those artists, Brett, that got you excited about getting involved in music?
You know, music's been a big part of my life since I can remember. So it's tough. I mean, my influences are endless, really. As I said, you know, alluded to before, I'm not really a fan of any kind of music. I'm a fan of good music, and I've always had a finger on the pulse to all different genres. I think I come mainly from classic rock, the kind of country classic rock stuff like The Band and The Eagles and, like you said, Johnny Cash, and Springsteen is one of my favorites. So people like that really, I think, are the ones that inspired me the most kind of from a younger age. But as I got older, and like I said, listening to some hip-hop, listening to a lot of grunge rock, and then a lot of the new country stuff, I just love all of it. So for me, it's kind of cool to be able to call upon all the little, you know, tools I've been able to put in my toolbox to, you know, create my own sound with the influences that I've just always been a huge fan of. So many things to draw off of in my own life as well. So,
have you had a chance over the years, Brett, to meet any of your musical heroes, people that you looked up to, run into them in any circumstances?
I mean, some of my heroes are some of the people I just mentioned, and some of them aren't even with us anymore. I've been fortunate enough to meet a lot of different people in the music industry, and some people that are just, you know, just amazing, you know, artists that you just be so lucky to meet. So I've met a lot. Yeah, I've met a lot of artists, but I'd love to, you know, like I just mentioned, Springsteen, someone like that. Like that, those for me are the sort of the gods of music, and just even be able to meet them or whatever would be amazing. But like I said, there's even just on, you know, some Canadian talent, people like that, just being out and meeting them and seeing people that are essentially your peers or whatever, is just a treat too, to get out there and be able to just kind of see what everyone else is doing.
Now, who would you like to work with in the music business, from whatever genre it might be, from a female artist to a male artist? Who would you like to record some stuff with and perform on stage with?
Good question, for sure. Like I, you know, there's the pipe dreams, like the people I just kind of said, not necessarily impossible,
yeah.
But would I ever love to write a song with Springsteen or something like that would be unbelievable. But, you know, I'm very interested in collaborating with, you know, that's, I think, a big thing right now in music is collaborations, whether it be a female in the same genre or whether it be something totally different. So,
yeah.
I mean, locally, I'd love to work with, you know, Akira Isabella or someone like that and do something like that. And on a more global scale, I mean, it'd be great to work with, you know, even when you watch the CMTs, you're seeing these hip-hop artists and stuff. And I think that's really something that's really changing in country music. It's really evolving with the younger crowd coming into it, people with kind of a different ear for music.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
You know, it'd be great to work with, you know, some big hip-hop artists or a big rock artist. I mean, for me, the list is so long that it'd just be, you know, it'd be so great to be able to work with so many of these people. But I'm so very, very open to, you know, experimenting and trying something out like that. So,
yeah, you never know what kind of magic you'll create with two different sounds. Brett, it's been such a pleasure having you.
It does happen right now, so yeah.
Yeah, the time has flown by. We've heard, as I said, From the Country, your debut single out at radio now, and Bad Boys. BrettKingswellMusic.com is a website. So great to have you here. Look forward to having you back on in the future, Brett. Have a great summer.
Thanks a million for having me. I'm very appreciative of your support, and keep doing what you're doing because it's a great show. Thanks a million.
Appreciate it. It means a lot. My guest has been Ontario country artist Brett Kingswell. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.